Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Did you hear the one about the two men who bonded over one pot? Did you hear about these lads? Well, they have fans all over the world. Celebrity fans, normal people fans, 9 million fans on TikTok. I'm joined by two friends living in Ireland, Slavek Kalkraut and Chris Szymanski. You are very welcome to the show. How are you, lads?
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm so excited to talk to you two because your success story is quite incredible. Slavek, the two of you have become friends and an internet sensation, but this all just started out as a bit of a hobby. Can you explain to the listener what you guys actually do?
Well, basically, like you mentioned, yes, we do have a pot, you know, and we are called Men with the Pot. Reason why we call that is at the very beginning of the journey, we only had the pot, and we had this passion for cooking outdoors. And one day we decided, let's record ourselves, you know, and see what happens. And ever since, you know, the things kind of were blowing on TikTok, you know, and there we are talking to you, you know. So how crazy is that?
Oh, listen, forget about me. Lizzo, Jennifer Garner, Jessica Alba are just some of your fans. It is incredible. Chris, who does the cooking and who does the filming then?
Oh, at the beginning, there was just a mix of everything. We didn't knew what to do, how to do. But at the moment, the main man is the Slavek. He's a man who you can see his hands on a video all the time.
Your videos are quite unusual in a sense. It's just the two of you, this pot, but you can't see it. It's just you can just see your hands. This gorgeous outdoor setting. And there's no talking on the video. And you both have lovely accents and lovely voices. And you don't do any talking. Why did you decide that?
Yes, that's the point. 99% of the cooking shows, it's just...
Waffle.
Most of the time, it's the handsome chef talking about the lifetime story. And we try to avoid that. We try to be focused only on the cooking and encourage people to spend some time outside.
So it's kind of mindfulness cooking.
Yes.
Yeah.
We could say that.
I was watching your videos this morning and I felt very relaxed, I have to say. There was one particular bit where I kind of felt, what happened to me? I kind of...
Yeah, I think we know exactly which bit is it.
Come here to me now. Slavek, tell me... Well, I know what you did to that chicken, but tell the listener what you did to that chicken.
Well, this wasn't planned, to be honest. You know what I mean? We recorded a video and then we were editing one day at home and we just decided, you know, we should do this. So basically we cut chicken, we butterfly chicken, we opened the chicken and then chicken got the slap, which is, you know, unusual thing to do to the chicken breast.
That's what it's just your fingers and the chicken breast and you slice it and you kind of, I sound like a weirdo explaining it to people, but it's a way of handling a chicken that I've never seen before. I mean, you can do some damage to that chicken, can't you?
Well, that's for sure. You know, I mean, there was so many reactions to that video, you know, and there's especially ladies reacting to it, you know. And I find, to be honest, it was hilarious. It was really hilarious. We were just laughing our tears out, you know. But like I said, it wasn't really planned, you know.
Okay.
It wasn't. Yes, it just came out like that.
It's very funny. I really enjoyed it. Somebody just texted in. Where do you get your knives? lads?
We made that knife, believe it or not, but we made that knife in a garden shed using just angle grinder. We designed that knife, you know, we come up with this shape few minutes, to be honest, you know, and then this guy got in touch with us and he was pushing to advertise his knives. But
okay.
We stuck to our own knife and we said, no, listen, no chance. So after three approaches, he decided to recreate the knife, you know, and now the knives are available on our website, you know.
Oh, I love that. I love that you're not sellouts. I absolutely love that. Come here to me, 9 million followers. Can we just talk about that for a second? Did you ever suspect you would be that successful online when you started out?
When we started, no one even thought about numbers like that. They were just as far in the front. We were just being focused on having fun. But then when the TikTok came up, and everything was just a blow up. and inside 1 year, and now we are sitting at 9 million, and it's not the finish.
No, absolutely not. Slavek, I believe you got a bit of slagging when you first started posting these videos. Why was that?
Listen, social media is a brutal place, you know what I mean? And there's many people disagree with what we're doing, you know what I mean? Some people find it, you know, funny, you know. I know that apparently cures anxiety, you know. So, you know, but it's hard to suit everyone, you know. I suppose it doesn't matter what you're going to do, there'll be always someone who's going to hate on it, you know. You go around the town and start giving money, you know, people still be hating on you because you have too much of them, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, it all depends on the approach, you know, people have to towards what you do, you know. But end of the day, you shouldn't be really much concerned, you know what I mean? You do what you love, you know, this is your passion, you know what I mean? And just follow it, you know, and that's it. And at some point you will be successful, you know.
And Chris, what is it about Ireland that you guys love? You're both from Poland, but I mean, what is it about this little island that keeps you here?
Yeah, it's the surroundings are incredible. It's outstanding. We have followers, they ask, where's that place in the world? Because they've never seen anything like it. I think the local people do not appreciate how beautiful the land is.
Oh, yeah.
It's absolutely incredible. The countryside is just from the different world. It's so green, so beautiful, so peaceful. And that's what we try to show as well. It's not about cooking as well. It's just the outdoors. Just encourage people to go outside and spend some time outside.
It's beautiful. And it's, like I said, it's mesmerizing, these videos to watch. I've never seen a cooking video where there's no talking and you're just entranced by actually what is happening and the gorgeous outdoor settings that you could not recreate in a studio. You've done something pretty special here. Tell us about the cookbook. It's coming.
The cookbook. It is coming. It was a long process, you know what I mean? Kind of gathered all the recipes, you know, working with the book label and everything, you know. But yeah, it is coming in May next year. So we are very excited. And we should have a dummy copy very soon. So we'll be showing that in the videos as well. We have a unique way of, you know, showing that book at the beginning of the video. But, you know, we'll have to leave it in and reveal it in the video.
Absolutely. And speaking of which, if people want to go and check out these amazing videos and learn something about cooking outdoors with one pot, where can they find you?
Well, every social media. Mm-hmm. You just type Men with the Pot and you're going to find us. That's all you have to type, Men with the Pot.
Men with a Pot.
With
it
pot.
Couldn't
yeah.
be simpler. Who came up with that genius name?
Thank you.
Thank you.
I love it.
We both did, you know. It was in the car. We were driving somewhere, and it's kind of, you know, two meanings, you know. But we just all about cooking.
You're all about the cooking and the outdoor life. You're doing something spectacular. They're gorgeous videos. I wish you the best of luck. I'm delighted you've been on the show. And if you want to go and follow these lads, Men with a Pot, go and check out their video now. They have a cookbook coming out as well. And lads, hopefully I will speak to you soon. And maybe, you know, so what else could you have? Chickens, you have pork, you have... You know, there's loads of different types of meat you can get your hands on, Slavek, okay?
Thank you very much.
Bye, guys. Bye. There we go. Go and check these guys out. I didn't think I'd be playing this as early on a Friday, 9:24, but feck it. Two.